a lot of universities require students to take a laboratory science. I think that's a mistake. I think that what they ought to do is study the history of science. I took a history of science course, 2-semester course. But the problem with a laboratory course is that you get all the dull stuff and the stuff that doesn't work. Maybe you get the feel of the laboratory, but you don't really get the excitement of science. And science is very exciting. In fact, Fred Pohl, another science fiction writer, says it is the greatest spectator science in the world, a great spectator sport. But then wherever he's gone on his trips, he visits the local science facility. When we were out in Phoenix, Arizona, they had a test area out there for rail lines and so forth. They were just introducing the elevated lines and new devices for transportation. And it was very exciting in a way to see this happen. Well, that's what needs to be. It needs to be approached as exciting and fulfilling, and it's something that everybody ought to be excited about, in fact. And science fiction helps as well. I think science fiction helps to dramatize the potential of science and the excitement of science. Carl Sagan said once, he said that before the actuality of science must come the romance of science, and that's what science fiction approaches.